For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Legislative leaders filed details today for a bill mirroring much of Governor Asa Hutchinson's signature campaign promise, a $100 million tax cut for the middle class. An agenda for the 90th General Assembly is beginning to take shape. Senate President Jonathan Dismeng said he hopes to bring the three-page tax cut proposal before lawmakers as early as next week, a move which would precede both the governor's promised address on health care reform and his comprehensive budget proposal. House Speaker Jeremy Gillum, too, expects a supportive body to quickly take up the proposal aimed at middle-class families.
I do expect strong support for the concept. The members probably are just now getting a chance to read the language, so we'll kind of wait and see how that goes from there.
Hutchinson estimates the 1% income tax for Arkansans earning between $21,000 and $75,000 would cost the state just over $100 million a year when fully phased in by 2017. Joe Jett, a rare Democrat in a leadership role, heads the committee that will take up the governor's plan. Jett said there is a possibility of delaying nearly $50 million in capital gains and manufacturing tax cuts passed last session to help accommodate the cost of Hutchinson's plan.
Well, you know, back last summer, I actually floated the thing with some leadership about taking the tax cuts that we did for the 0.1% and then incorporating that back into whether it was Mike Ross or Asa Hutchinson winning the race, because both of them was talking about doing a middle-class tax cut.
Back in late November, Hutchinson, too, said he had thoughts about delays to tax cuts from 2013 to help facilitate his individual income tax cut.
We will look at what's already been passed to see whether they need to be folded into my priority, whether they need to stand separately, need to be adjusted. I work with the legislature on those, but I'll take a fresh look at those, too.
And there is already one change, rolling back a 0.1% cut to the top bracket. However, Jett said he doesn't know of anyone in the House Revenue and Tax Committee that at this point has said they would carry legislation delaying any more tax cuts from last session.
Most people that I'm talking to are just kind of wanting to sit back on the sidelines to see, you know, where the budget numbers are at, where the money's coming for the tax cuts. So until we see the specifics of stuff, nobody's really wanting to, you know, say, listen, let's roll back this or roll back that.
Concern does persist among some in the legislature that rather than creating an economic boost, as Hutchinson predicts, tax cuts could instead lead to cuts in needed state services. And while taxes are now on the table, how they relate to the rest of the budget is not. However, the session is only 3 days old. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.